Hi, Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. I'm doing a bit of driving for a family member, and so you're going to probably hear some road noise, background noise during this podcast. I wanted to mention a few things, and really the focus for me is an old King James term, rote, R-O-T-E, doing things by rote, whether it's thinking, speaking, quoting scripture, whatever, habit patterns that we fall into. And sometimes we just simply, in an unthinking, unmindful way, go through our days, you know. And even in our prayers, praying before we eat our meal, you know, is it just words or are we truly thankful for our food? What are we saying to God? And I'm reminded of the scripture back in the Old Testament. It speaks about when you, you know, when you come before God, don't be quick to say anything. You know, you know, don't be flippant. Don't simply by rote repeat stuff. And some people now take this to an extreme. You know, we can't use, the Anglican book of prayer. You know, we don't want to repeat written prayers as though there's something bogus, anathema. You know, somebody else said this. I'm not saying it. Well, of course, you're quoting prayers or saying prayers, quick prayers, you know, or even longer ones all the time, quoting somebody else. Even when you're praying scripture, you didn't write those scriptures. Somebody else did. Granted, the Holy Spirit moved on them and breathed on them to write them. But are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you understand? It's not simply saying a bunch of words, and it doesn't really matter who wrote them or where those words came from, if they're, for example, a prayer. We quote all sorts of quotes of all sorts of people who have said things in a more specific, more succinct, I would argue sometimes even a better way, of course, than we would say ourselves and we'd come up with ourselves. It's one thing to plagiarize, but plenty of people quote brilliant people with brilliant minds who have said really brilliant things using words that are powerful, that are clear, that are strong, a better set of words than we might use. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, even in prayer, in relationship to Jesus, in your personal relationship with God in Christ. The Holy Spirit leads and guides. And sometimes sermons and teachings that were given many, many years ago say it better than we might come up with today. And the idea of somehow, you know, and by the way, technically I'm Pentecostal / charismatic, okay? Technically I'm all over, I'm a mutt spiritually, I'm all over the map. But I have to tell you, I have often laughed when people are like, well, it's got to be from the Spirit. And what they really mean is, it's got to be right now. Spontaneous. It can't be pre-planned, pre-prayed about, pre-written, pre-considered. And, you know, the Spirit's guiding and leading, boom, boom, boom. You know, I preach some of the most lame, you know, looking back in my lifetime, some of those lame sermons I ever preached with that kind of a mentality. A spur of the moment. Oh, yeah, there have been those times when the Spirit totally led on the spot. And I had a distinct conviction and confirmation that what I had prepared was not what God wanted me to bring to a group of people and so forth. Well, I mean, that's... So I'm just saying it goes both ways. The idea that somehow the Spirit can't tell somebody 2 weeks in advance what they're going to bring in a teaching or even, you know, just a sermon somewhere. Come on. I mean, the Holy Spirit isn't bound by our comfort zone. It's not bound. He's not bound. And his working in us, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophetic utterance, go down the list. That doesn't just kind of happen. And it doesn't happen automatically with any of us. So sometimes it's the prepared stuff that really is led of the Lord way in advance. And so this goes for prayer. It goes for speaking. There's a time to be silent, you know, to not speak. I've been offered situations that I thought, nope, I don't think I'm the guy you need. I don't think what I would bring to the table is the sort of thing that needs to be brought. So, not by rote, simply because I've got a, you know, all these years behind me, and sure, I can always bring scripture. I always have something to say, but that doesn't mean I need to always say it. Not as a podcast or in any form or fashion. So I've been thinking about this for a while because it seems like some folks, and me too on occasion, fall into repetition or simply saying what we've always said, doing it the way we've always done it, sort of locked into a mentality that really, it's just, it's by rote. Is it sincere? Is it from the heart? Are we speaking the truth in love, both in love and the truth? This morning, I was thinking again of Jesus' words in Luke when he says that, that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be and must be preached in his name throughout the nations, throughout the whole earth. I mean, he's talking about... When the term nations is a tip-off in Scripture to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people. So, I mean, right from the get-go, Jesus is already telling them, hey, you're going to be in some uncomfortable situations because the Jewish folks, even the Jewish believers at times who believe that Jesus is the Messiah, are going to be really ticked. They're not going to be in agreement with you. And what's worse, in my view, what's fabulous, but what's worse is repentance. Now, we've always been in a day and age when you can preach repentance by rote. It's what I always preach. Hellfire, you know, you need to repent. You're a dirty, lousy sinner. Well, yeah, some people already know they are. Some don't. Or some aren't willing to face up to the truth of areas where they need to repent. So repentance, which means to rethink, to turn around. You're going the wrong way. Go towards God. That needs to be preached. And what you're doing is you're challenging people. God the Spirit, hopefully, has called you. And if he has, and you're to communicate, whether it's by word, you know, preaching, teaching, writing, singing, he's not just called you to encourage people, hey, God loves you and wants to forgive your sins and really thoroughly, totally forgive you of your sin. Man, hallelujah. But first, there's this thing about repenting, turning around, changing your mind. Are you willing to obey Jesus? Are you willing to go the way God wants you to go? Well, that doesn't come off so famously when you start. So by rote, you can preach what you consider to be a hard, hey, you need to straighten up. You need to surrender to God. You're a bum and you need God's mercy because you know, you're a sinner and hell is waiting. On the other hand, you can, by rote, never mention the need for repentance, which Jesus commands us to communicate, not simply and only the forgiveness of sin. And by the way, sin, as God defines it, is what, in his word, is what we need to repent of. So even you can by rote, communicate the forgiveness and the mercy and the compassion of God, which is typically a lot easier to hear than somebody saying, hey, you need to change. You can't keep living the way you've been living and honor God and please him. Yeah, it's by faith. But he also says, those who love me will obey my commandments. And he calls us to obey the Father. That's what Jesus calls us to throughout Scripture. Well, you can speak or write or communicate either one by rote. Ministering, or you're thinking you're ministering to people. So we have to do some praying, some soul searching, some thinking before we simply open our mouths, not only to God, but toward others. However we communicate, you know, in whatever mode or means by which we do what we do. Repentance and forgiveness of sins. And I think it's so important to write, to speak from the heart and to be able to communicate with compassion, which is something that I have to say, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. You know, believe me, your whole Christian life, my whole Christian life, God's been working on me. He's going to be doing the same in you, whoever you are and whoever hears this. So may you be encouraged to pray, to speak, to communicate the good news of Jesus, all of it, not just some of it, with compassion and grace, but truthfully, and not simply rattle stuff off because you've been rattling stuff off for a long time. I'm not saying that you don't believe it, that you don't do what you do in faith. I'm saying we got to use wisdom, and we have to learn from our own personal relationship with God all the way through ministering, communicating with others, how to pull this off. And it takes time. You're going to blow it. I've blown it plenty, and I'm sure I'll blow it more. I mean, we're not literally sinless in this life. Thank God we can repent and receive forgiveness, even for the times we've done what we've done by rote. Glenn Kaiser in Chicago saying, thanks for listening.